Hey, what's up? It's me. I wanted to say hello first and foremost. And really just say that this might be more of a touchy subject podcast. I wanted to kind of just chill today and talk about some stuff that I've been just thinking about, you know. And yeah, I hope you stick along for the ride. It's gonna be interesting. So I've been doing some soul searching, and I've been doing a lot of research on something that's a painful truth for me. And it's called the mother wound. And it is one of those things where you never see it coming because you don't know that it exists. You know, more of a, I guess, comparable term would be how Bethany Webster put it. The mother wound is the pain of being a woman passed down through generations of women in patriarchal cultures. It includes the dysfunctional coping mechanisms that are used to process that pain. So, I guess it's safe to say that this is something that is passed down generation after generation. And for Black women, generational trauma is nothing new. It is literally the blueprint that makes us, apparently. We can't do anything without being reminded how much it sucks to be a Black woman. And, that is a bigger argument, but for the most part, I'm just here to talk about the mother wound. So, for the mother wound, it's going to show up in painful ways, as painful reminders and situations that you're not so thrilled about, you know? There's always going to be comparison. You know, there's the feeling of not feeling good enough, not being good enough for them, never doing the right shit and never staying right, dressing right, or just being right for them. And it's heavy, you know? And then that is followed by a shit ton of shame. You get me? There's always this fucking scratching at the back of your skull about how there's something wrong with you. How come you can't do this right? You know? How come you don't process stuff right? Why are you so sensitive? You know, my favorite, you're crazy. Or you always gotta say something about some shit you need to let go. Or, you know, why are you always bringing up the past? What in your head makes you think like that? Huh. You know, but again, if you confront them with them saying any of those things, it's you. You're taking everything too serious. You don't know when to let shit go, you know? And then, you know, at some point, you grow up feeling like you should be small. Like, you should shut the fuck up, stay in that corner and mind your business. And what's crazy for me is that my dad was a piece of fucking work. And so I didn't really notice, I guess, that it wasn't just him. But I'm not here to talk about him. He isn't really worth this conversation right now, because that's not the wound I'm battling with. But yeah, so to round most of that out, you get guilt. Like, how dare I think that I deserve a mom better than the one I got? Or how dare I think that my mom didn't sacrifice enough for me and I have to pay her back in a thousand different ways in order to make up for all the sacrifices that she made and the things that she wasn't able to do. And that's crazy, you know, because at no point in your life should there be guilt and shame. For 9 times out of 10 being you. So again, maybe this is me, maybe it's not. If it resonates with you, I'm sorry. It's definitely not something I think any of us should really like have to deal with. I spent most of my life trying to prove something to her. And I didn't know that a lot of the things that I did was just so I could get a possible good job, Taja, I'm proud of you. Those words didn't come. Sorry, I'm saying I'm a lot. fuck. Anyway, but it's like, no matter what I did, it wasn't right. In fact, she dwelled more on everything that's wrong with me than the good things, because, you know, like she would say, I shouldn't have to tell you that. How funny is it that a parent thinks that they shouldn't have to tell you good things, that they shouldn't root you on in life, and that they shouldn't be loud about it? Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. I'm such a bad person for thinking that maybe possibly she could be somebody that could be a fucking cheerleader for me. You feel me? And anybody that says that that's not the role of a parent, I don't fucking know what you are going through, but you need a hug. Really. She was a hard ass in the sense that, no, she wasn't physically abusive or anything, but she has a mouth on her. Anybody that knows her could vouch for that. I mean, she's like a Woody Woodpecker with words, and you are pine wood. You stand no chance against the barrage that is coming at you if you step out of line and say something that doesn't work for her. There's never any negotiating with that, and that's why it was always hard to even like say what I want or feel. Any of us, you know, my siblings are the same. They'll tell you the same thing, you know, that it wasn't easy. And we just, you know, we never understood where she got her mouth from. But whatever. So back to the mother wound. So while you don't know you have a mother wound, this is all new to you, right? It's like, what the fuck? What is the mother wound, Taja? Like, you're not really getting to the point. But this is what it does to you. This is how it shows up to you. It's self-sabotage. It's fucking talking yourself out of that promotion. It's not wanting better. It's getting your ass beat but thinking you deserve it. It is always, I'm in a really good relationship, but let me fuck it up. You know, it is crazy self-sabotage. You're not going to be very good at emotional caretaking. Your emotions don't matter. So how does that look? Whenever you go to talk about it, and be about it, it smacks you in the face. And then there's a lot of I'm sorry's. It doesn't matter how I feel in this situation. Allow me to disconnect, disassociate, and dis everything, because fuck me, right? Spent my whole life not being heard every time I cried. Anytime I cried, fuck every time, you know? Shit, sometimes not all cries are gonna be hurt. Cool, bada boom, bada bing. However, when you're never heard, or when someone makes it about them, it makes you just swallow it. Especially when it's both parents. When both parents are emotionally unavailable, that is a home run right there. Anyways, so a mother wound's gonna show up and manifest itself as, you know, being overly rigid with you, yourself and others, and dominating, controlling, always trying to change the narrative because shit didn't make sense growing up, you know? Sometimes you're gonna have eating disorders, depressions, addictions, self-esteem issues, you know? You're not going to really be able to stand up for yourself the way that you think. Not even the way you think, the way that you should be able to. You're not able to really conceptualize the reality of, I need to stop taking this. And that's why I said, you'll take an emotional abuse, you'll take physical abuse, mental abuse, because it's what you're used to. And so it's really scary how it'll make you not even be able to, like, be you, because you don't know who you are. You don't really understand much about yourself, in the sense of, you don't love you. Because how can you, when you don't even have love of somebody that made you? And here's the thing, because people are always going to say, she loved you, she did her best, she tried everything she could, she sacrificed. Okay, all those things are good and dandy. But if somebody doesn't even fix their face to say, I love you half the time, or you're beautiful, you're this, you're that, and they're spending 98% of the time tearing you apart, you're not really going to be able to love yourself in all the proper right ways, through all the right channels, right? Exactly. It's going to fuck up your aspirations, your self-perception, all of your relationships so much. Until you even figure out you have a mother wound that needs healing, you are going to go through a lot of people and situations that could have probably been avoided, but you didn't because you don't know how, or you're afraid of conflict. So back to doubt and, you know, the guilt. It's crazy, right? Again, let me know if any of this even resonates for you. But honestly, I think, like, if you made it this far, something about this conversation is coming up for you. And again, I'm sorry. So there's this thing called the unloved daughter syndrome, right? It's where a daughter's neglected, dismissed, rejected by their mothers, however you want to put it. You know, 9 times out of 10, mom is cold, rigid, ill, you know, just not the loving creature you see in the movies. Granted, no, nobody has a real movie mom. I mean, wait, I'm a lie, because I there are a lot of them. It's not 100%. No, that's crazy, right? But I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. If you had a loving, fucking amazing relationship and you can't even count on your fingers anything and that ever went wrong,
I applaud you, you know? But if you're like so very many of us who were wronged in the emotional department, yeah. Anyway, so obviously these are not like clinical things, you know? It's not a real syndrome, probably, but it is a highly probable quantitative and qualitative aspect. We'll get to that. But anyway, most of the time, the daughter becomes a mess. You know, like, when relationships are just always terrible. And, you know, sometimes we all have fuckboy situations. As you listen to my podcast, you'll know. But a lot of us end up clinging hard. And I can't tell you how obsessive I was. I was really bad. It was the moment I sunk my teeth into you. You were mine, even if you didn't know you were mine. And that was really scary. I will talk about that on another note. But just know, I was there. Also, it'll fuck with you even wanting to be stable. It's really hard to be in a relationship when you don't know love, especially when you don't know the love of yourself. And when someone's always telling you stuff like, you know, he only wants you for one thing, you know, when are you gonna settle down, or, you know, you're never gonna be with anybody, like, shit like that'll actually really get to you time and time again, whether or not you like brush it off and dodge it and whatever. If you're going through it, you know, how is it that the person that made you is the person that's trying the hardest to break you? It doesn't even calculate, and I don't even fucking get it. And I'm telling you right now, like I said, this shit doesn't make sense to me, but I was doing the research, trying to figure some shit out, and talking to my therapist about this. And it's clicking. It's clicking hard. And again, if any of this resonates, if you're still here, fucking sorry. But anyway, so it says, like, women affected by this dynamic are more likely to try and decipher underlying things and ambiguous actions as wrongdoings to them. You get me? Like, we're not going to be really good at understanding other people's emotions because we don't get them. We spent most of our time trying to figure out what the fuck our mom was feeling, you know, and whether or not today was a good day to talk to her, or whether or not it was just going to be an argument, you know, like, it's always testing the water, seeing which way the weather is shifting. That becomes, like, super PTSD, and I can't, like, stress enough how much that sucks to not know when you can talk to somebody that you really want to talk to. All you end up really doing is longing and begging and wishing for a mother-daughter relationship that you see. And that's crazy because you don't even know that you're missing something like this until you realize one day this isn't right. Or you have kids and realize, oh, this wasn't right. Like, oh, this is wrong. But usually by the time you have kids, you've already figured out that you were fucked in the mother department. So, man, let me tell you, that's another story. But for the most part, it's literally the hardest thing to tell somebody, well, why don't you just stop talking to this person? Why don't you push them out your life? Why don't you have, like, a separation where, you know, you have to admit to yourself that you didn't get the mom that you want and deserve? And as easy as it is to tell somebody you didn't get the mom that you want or deserve, how the fuck does that feel to say? Like, how the fuck does that feel to say to you, or even to yourself, like, I am so sorry, Bob, your mom sucked, but you only get this one life, and this is all you get, so either suck it up or move on. How do you do that? How do you even begin to conceptualize the idea, the fucking idea of saying, peace out, I'm done with this family? Because when you separate from your mom, you have to separate from your family 9 times out of 10. Because they're not going to not bring her up. They're not going to tell you, oh, you're just tripping. No, they are going to say that. And to get over it. Because everybody else that wasn't strong enough to leave this fucking matriarchal angel that they fucking perceive them as, has given them this power. And so they're not going to turn their backs on them. If anything, you're tripping and you're being super sensitive and emotional. Swear to God, the amount of times you'll hear that is ridiculous. But anyway, so it's maternal neglect. Let's just be fucking honest, call it what it is. And when a parent doesn't want to be a parent, that's what happens. That is the bigger conversation to have later. And we'll get there eventually. But you can sit there and deny it and say, you know, every family is like this. Everybody is crazy. You know, everybody has their own personalities and this is perfectly normal. But you have to avoid conversations with other people about moms. You know? You don't like to talk about your childhood. Right? Look at that. Because it wasn't fun. Because then you have to explain to people, why are you talking about your mom like that? She couldn't have been that bad. And to avoid the death stare of, are you fucking serious? You have no idea. You didn't grow up with her. How the fuck do you know? Look on your face. You're gonna try to just deny, 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 like a good press conference. Good luck with that. At some point, there's gonna be a lot of anger. You know? Anger with, why the fuck didn't I get somebody better? Why was I chosen to not come from a loving family? You know? And there it is. There it is. There's you being sensitive, right? Look at that. You being sensitive, right? You heard that a bunch. But you're still angry. And it's not gonna fucking go anywhere. You know? You're always gonna be mad. You're always gonna be resentful. You're always gonna look at your mom and just be like, you're full of shit, dude. You know? That's the fucking reality. And until you're able to really, like, face it and heal it, you're gonna go through that, you know? And 9 times out of 10, right behind that, is gonna come as best friend depression. Because imagine, you have to realize, this is probably never gonna work. I'm probably never gonna have a fun time with her. I'm probably gonna die in this life, never having been loved the right way. That's not fucking fair. That is not fair to you. That is not fair to your children. That is not fair to your children's children and anyone else that you're in a relationship with, whether it's your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and purple Skittles. It doesn't fucking matter. What matters is that it matters that you were loved. And the fact that you weren't, it did something. And that's okay. And trying to act like you didn't go through that is what's going to make it fucking worse. It's going to show up 10 times worse. And again, didn't know that. But I do know that eventually, I'm not there yet, but eventually
you're going to accept a reality. And the reality is, yeah, you didn't get the mom that you deserved. But you don't have to stick around. The thing is, my therapist, she was suggesting writing a letter or telling her to her face, like, hey, this isn't it. This isn't us. It's never going to work. I'm over it. You know, blase, blase, not word for word, obviously. But like I said, I'm not really there in the acceptance part. I'm still somewhere riddled with the anger and depression. But not really as bad as I used to be when I was younger. Yeah, I mean, realistically, the mother wound is bad because they're taking it all out on us. Sometimes it's their sons too, you know, but for the most part, if there's a mom that's doing this to their sons, they're definitely doing it to their daughters. They're treating them like they're to blame for all the sacrifices that they had to make, and for the reasons that they ended up this way or didn't live their dreams, you know. It is totally the daughter's fault. Yeah. No, it's fucking not. However, doesn't mean you didn't grow up like that. It doesn't mean you didn't grow up having to fucking harbor your parents' issues and their pains and their aggressions and their lost realities. Nah, let's not say that, you know? 9 out of 10. As an adult now, you're still blaming yourself for your mother's happiness or putting yourself in the way of navigating your mother's happiness, because for some reason, somehow, she's convinced you are the problem. It's your fault because they did everything for you, right? And so that's how the guilt works. And then that's what other people are going to tell you too. But the re-fucking-ality is, there's nothing we can do to save our parents. There's absolutely nothing, no amount of sacrificial love and you stopping your life and you moving in with them and you doing everything for them and calling them all the time and being there for them and listening to their problems. No amount of that is going to fix them. None of that is going to stop them from doing everything that they want to do, because nine times out of 10, they're a narcissistic sociopath that just wants to watch you try to fix them. You know? That's another reality that you're going to have to face at some fucking point. But you, us, we, me, cannot fix anything that they went through. We can't change their past. We can't make their future brighter on our own, because they haven't healed themselves. And probably not gonna. And so you have to be able to have some sort of like conversation with yourself about whether or not this is for you. You know, like, do I stick around and be somebody's punching bag because I was born? Or do I dip, you know? And that's hard. And, like, nobody's saying that our parents didn't sacrifice for us. Nobody's saying that they didn't lose a lot. As a mom, I don't want to throw back in my daughter's face all the stuff that I have to sacrifice for her. That's between me and my husband. And to be perfectly honest, it's a choice. It's not much of a sacrifice. And so that's me. And that's neither here nor there. Anyway, what happens is, when all of this is added up and reality is set and you're looking in the mirror, and you haven't faced the truth and been honest with yourself, you know,
you're going to continue thinking that there's something wrong with you, that it wasn't her that ruined you, that it was you, that somehow you as a child did all of this to yourself. You're not going to stop thinking quietly. You're going to always be afraid of rocking the boat, you know, of walking on seashells, walking on eggshells, and finding fucking excuses as to why you can't be big and bold in you, you know. Not healing this wound and not delving deeper into the possibility of you being affected by said wound is going to lead to more self-sabotage. You know, it's always going to stop you from reaching your peak potential and going even beyond that, because you're always going to stop when you should keep going. And this is me talking to me, by the way. This has nothing to do with you, then it has nothing to do with you, but I am telling you that you're gonna always be quiet. You're not gonna be able to find your voice in a room full of people that don't know your name. You're gonna be afraid of conflict and afraid of showing up as yourself and being honest and living in your truth and being bigger and badder than life. That's not gonna make sense to you. Instead, you're gonna remain small and in the background. I used to tell myself that I was perfectly fine with being in the background, knowing that that was the biggest lie I could ever tell. And that's not even where I wanted to be, but I was so used to playing small and not doing things that are going to bring attention to myself. And that is a both parent problem that we're not here to talk about. But I know that having this mother wound stay means continuously asking for permission, continuously waiting for them to say yes about your life, your accomplishments, what you're going to do next. The fact that you even have to ask them what you should do is where a big problem lies. You're never going to set the boundaries that you need to if you keep thinking this is normal and this is fine and this is okay and this is going to one day get better, because it's not. They don't change. You have to set boundaries. You have to be clear and that's really it. You can't give them the power anymore. You can't let them be the tornadoes that sweep through your fucking life every time you open your door. You can't let them piss you off and hurt you and alienate you. And you can't let them fuck up your family. The family that you've created, you've chosen to have, you've become a part of. You can't let them fuck that up, because that's exactly what they're here to do. They're here to make sure that you put them first before everything that you do, anything that you do. And they're the only things that you do. You're still in their beck and call. That'll never change, because you'll never, ever stand up to them. Right? Well, that's all the research I've done on the mother wound. And, hey, I hope it helped. Hope it resonated a little bit. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't, but rest assured, I am not done figuring out exactly what it is about this wound that makes us really bad. Thanks for listening. If you made it this far, I'm sorry. You're gonna be just fine. And keep loving on yourself. Keep finding your peace. Do not let them take your joy. And give it all the soul you've got. Till next time.